Yo, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kahawa Labda Podcast. And with me, I have very, very amazing guests over here. One you've known for a while, na wengine hapa, wakona content inachomeka kwa kichwa. So, without further ado, they'll introduce themselves and they'll tell us what they do briefly. Na mubambe watu, mesikia nyinyi.
Hola, hi guys. Yeah, you've heard me before here. And it's been a minute. Props to Taichan, who has been we are back with a banger. Yeah, my name is Joy, for those who know me, those who don't. Yeah,
on the farthest right
we have, drum rolls please.
Hey listeners, this is your boy, I'm underscore Eugene. Yeah, it's my first time signing up for the podcast. I hope you'll enjoy as we tag along.
Oh, well. Without wasting your time, guys, this is the moment that we've been all waiting for. And manze, ideas tu tuko nazo hapa manze zina ban vibaya sana. And we want to share it with you guys. First of all, Joy,
Yes, tell me.
Lately tumeona wasevile wana defame watu online. Wote mungekua social influencer noma sana. Alafu minko pale na kudefame na kuongelelea vibaya.
Before you even finish talking, who told you I'm not?
Are you a social influencer?
Apologies.
Yes, please.
Kau unajua Joy comment hapo. Kau unamjua legitimately. Comment. Tutaona comments ni ngapi? Tutaona comment. There's only one way to know manyaje Eugene.
What's the name? Oh, kwa Rufus.
It's rooftop.
Rufus?
Rufus. That stage is called Ngarariga Rufus.
Ngarariga.
Rufus.
Rufus na you discover.
It looks like a dog's name. Rufus. Have we finished with the
introduction? Alright, tuliko tunasema aje.
Eugene, ungekuwa celeb msia kudifame, ungedu?
There's no bad publicity. Hakuna kitu nitadu. Siendelee tu. Whether it's in positive light or negative light, publicity is publicity. I'll actually take take advantage of it. Yeah.
Mnafahamu jetu anaitwa Nia. Msikue na story mingi.
Nini unamficha? Watampata bado. Kisha tasi wanaume pekeke.
Busy
boy.
For this babe only.
Let me tell you. Taichan is not only insecure. Taichan, I have a question. Are you... So Taichan, we'll have your conversation. And then I don't know what it was exactly about. And then we came to, I asked him, hey, are you gay? And then you know what he answered? The way me like us.
like girls. I said
no,
girls.
No, you said...
It wasn't specific. It wasn't specific.
Sorry, I said girls. Boy.
No. And then later on is when it hit you. By the way, what did I just say?
That's the wrong question. Amma, you asked the wrong... I answered the wrong answer to a...
Did you answer the wrong answer or the wrong question? Are you okay?
Bro, man. Joy, you understood what I was talking about.
No, I didn't. That's why I'm actually asking. Are you... just tell us, we won't judge you.
I'm straight.
You cannot ask?
Yeah, he's straight.
You had posed a question to me.
Maybe.
Okay, go ahead.
So, you know, I asked Kai, I don't know. You know, I asked about you being gay. It seems weird. Okay, we are. So, we're having a conversation, and I asked him, why is it that you guys have a problem with the gays? Why do men have a big problem? And like us women, if she's lesbian, I'd be like, okay, that's cool. I have no problem. But mbona mnawachukia hivyo hadi mnaweza wapiga?
My kind of hatred. Yeah, do I even hate gay men? No, I don't. But I have a friend who's gay. So I'm accommodating.
Is Taichung your friend?
Yo, we are burning this podcast.
It was a question, guys.
So I have a friend, he lives in Eugene. So there was this time I wanted something sorted out. And he was very good. He actually paid for me cash on his end. So me on the other end, nikiwa Kenya, I tried my best, nikamtumia. And that's how we built our friendship. So initially I didn't know he's gay. So after some time, you know, I'm posting my pics up. Like, damn, boy. likes. Yeah, compliments, yeah. Compliments.
What kind of compliments?
I don't want to go into specifics, but just good compliments, like the way I'll compliment a girl. Yeah. So I was easy. It wasn't my first encounter with a gay. Mm-hmm. I think my first encounter with a man who's gay was, I think I was 18 back then. So I was trying to apply for my university. And he offered help. But unfortunately, sazile mimi maybe sikuwa nimeshikarada. Nilikuwa nimevaa short. So we were in a cyber and saidia hapo doing my applications. So this dude is like rubbing hands kwa miguu zangu. So to me nilidhani maybe we were squeezed. So I was still innocent and young. But after some time, we were just talking, because nilikuwa bado sijajoin uni. So after some time, I'm like, okay, when you come to a uni, if you're successful, nitafuta. So me no. He was from UN. So me nilienda KU later. But sasa, kitu ilifanya ni, there was a day, I can eat a club flani hapo, and there are guest rooms. Yeah, so unajua kitu alinifanyia, aliniambia ni, Eugene, you know what? I've missed you. Look, dude, you missed someone. Miss JMB, what na even, yeah, vitu kama hizo jazoea. So that's when it rang in my mind, alikuwa gay. Because he had planned everything. It's like, he was ready to, you know. Me
execute you.
So this other Ugandan, but he was very open with me. But mimi nikamwambia, I'm straight, I don't do hiyo. Yeah, so he was okay, but he told me, I hope you don't hate me. Kamwambia, why, so long as you don't continue hitting on me, which I found to be very uncomfortable. Yeah, but we are friends. We talk once in a while. I'm even planning to go to UG. But, let me avoid. And stop it.
Eugene, that was a very
intricate session.
Oh, my days. Hey, you know, Nadipale Facebook, bro? Yeah. Niwegi.
How bad is it? How bad is it? Because I didn't know that it is like people go through it. You see, as women, for lesbians, it's something normal. You just go to a club or somewhere. Yeah, and they're always everywhere. And me, I feel like it's just something normal. I didn't know now gays, you guys experience it, even the people who are not gays.
Because kuna time tulikuwa huko kawash, bro. Unajua hiyo kawash ya kasa? Man, sasa nilikuwa nimeacha mbogi yangu, nimetoka kwa table nikaenda ku medi mahali zishuke nisimame. Kumbe gari nimesimamia hivi. Na medi tu hivi, mzee fulani akatokea.
Kuna mwenye anakukai.
Akaanza kuniambia, "Hey young man, what's up?" nikashangaa, hey bro, have we met before? Akaanza hapo kujiintroduce, sijui alikuwa anaongelesha, sijui alikuwa amesikia nimemuuliza yeye ni nani ni eh, akaanza kuniuliza ati where do I work. Nikajiuliza msee, hata tujuani bana rada. Hata akaanza kujiongelelea hapo ati I work with the public service bla 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 nini 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 nini, akataka ati kuchukua namba yangu kunipea connections. Msee niliepa.
Manze, wewe unasimama kati yetu na kuomoka.
What the fuck, me? Wale ni wabaya.
Podcast tukiwa South Africa bana. Ah. In the beaches of South Africa.
Acha size juu kwa baridi gani.
Kumbe your guy was drilled, man. Hello, that pampers. Shit. Jay wala, wewe utarudi home sasa. Wewe Jay. Jay. Wale Jay. You know what? We are done with this shit. We are done with this shit.
By the way, endelea tukukas. You will believe in it of what? Anyway. Oh, so my question was, why is it that it makes you so uncomfortable that mnatakangata kuwapiga, you want to beat them? I've always been wanting to have a best friend who's gay.
Why?
Because it feels like just nice. They're like, girl, let's go. Exactly.
Look, like you'll vibe with him because he's like is female. To me, I'll refer to him as being female because as much as he's male, you see, like the behaviors they portray. So you'll find like you're vibing with him because he's acting like a girl, like a woman. But so it's easy for you to vibe with her.
What do you think?
For me, I think it's okay having a best friend who's gay. Actually, I have one. Shall I tell you?
Bora siku hapo nikiwa wala. Akiwa.
He's kind of okay with it, whatever he does. He's... No, he's from... Where was...
These are things that happen, and everybody knows.
Yeah, so like we basically share everything that goes on in our lives and what's not.
Yeah. Please niambia ni juu. Bro.
Hold on. Imagine a woman anakusengenya na mwanaume mwingine. Bro, man. Yani, a woman.
Let me tell you how they act. They're so nice. Uh-huh. So, let's say we tunapiga a story. Uh-huh. Girl, imagine, CJ, he did this. And they give you the same energy. And like, nini, nitakuja niwaambia story. Unaona venye wanizubalia tu hivyo. Utazubaa tu. You won't give me the energy. How was it?
Kwa ilikuwa lazima useme na kuzubalia.
Siwazubabana.
Look, mtavibe sababu nimekuambia. He's acting like her, Rashid. Yeah. So for me, I think it's my first encounter with gays, and though maybe I don't feel any sort of hatred. So long as when you come, maybe you're hitting on me, and you can be, hey, bro, I'm straight. Uendelei. Like, you respect my boundaries the same way I would respect maybe a lady. Mwameniambia, ah, you see, bro, yeah. Yeah. I always make sub me lesbian, but when someone now goes to an extent in aqua like stalking, just being, you know, like yeah, a nuisance, like you're a tick kotuko na mimi kila time unanisumbua, that's when maybe yeah it could escalate to another level.
I think Chechan has
bro unajua mimi nishaipata nan mwenye ni less
ati nini
nan
ule pound
mwenye ni less.
You have experienced life.
Oh, skinny. Li- Nan. A nan who is a less. Skinny ilitoka hapo club nikimwambia aje. Hey, nonetheless.
I didn't see that.
That was a good podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This has been your
Wait, you're not done. How long has it been?
See, that's good.
20 minutes, no. 20 minutes is too little. That's half the pod.
Even Nia hasn't spoken.
Yeah, people haven't had her. Kama utaki tusikie sauti yake tuambie.
Songa hapa Nia. Sema. Cheki kunje hizo miguu zako Nia.
Refu refu. Guys, you panga a proposal. And then it's very intimate. You have pangad everything. You have used money. Then if she wants to sikuna kungana hadi wale wenye they dress you what in the skies with jets and all of that. You've hired all of that and you have pangad. It has happened. You've called her friends and family and then she says no. What do you do? Answer. 10 marks, guys. Wants to start?
For the guy. That's for the guy.
Oh, are you? But I should imagine. Yeah, or it's reality.
If it's imagining, just don't imagine. Why you imagine?
Okay. Wow. What will I do? Okay. It's a scenario that, personally for me, I don't think I could go to that extent to even propose to someone. I don't think.
You wouldn't propose?
In that way? No.
No, like, I'm just saying about proposing.
Proposing.
Like, let me see, you know, you can stay.
I want you in a bamba.
No.
Like, I feel like a guy, you'll be really heartbroken. But before you reach that point of even thinking about proposing to someone, I think, you know, there's some people who'll want equal something like an impromptu proposal, and sure, others you have to plan beforehand. So you must understand your partner. And because for me, I don't think in the proposal to mtu out of the blue. I'll have to talk to you. I'm like, okay, Joy, I feel like I need to take this step. Like, I want to feel, where are you at? You see, if there's no need of me escalating a relationship to another level, that this impromptu proposals, it's romantic or what. I think a relationship, when you're open with each other, you can talk issues out, plan. You could avoid such scenarios, because especially for men, personally, if I had experienced such a situation, it draws you back like 2.0. Tena wanza tena kukatia. Sijui pale sijui ni don't fike hapo.
What is your favorite color? What's your favorite meal, Murudi uko?
Yeah, like, oh, you know, Joy, tell me about yourself.
No,
oh,
Nia. Ask my ex.
Oh, Nia. Oh, what's your favorite meal? You see? Yeah. Bro, what do you think?
On to that note, I think Eugene has said much. Just to add on that. Honest tu kabisa. Eugene ashasema karibu everything I had in mind. Aje?
Manza bro.
Imagine
umeweka ndege. Uliona ule msemo mwenye alifanyia proposals G from ndege. Nasikia?
Eh.
Alafu unajua nini? Them after kufanya wedo. After kufanya wedo, them akacheat manze. Joy.
Hello.
Like I take you to Savo. I want to propose to you, Nia.
When?
You see? You want me to take you to Savo?
Yes.
In 2030. It's one of Kenya's vision dreams. You see? Like...
East or West?
You see, this thing happened. This thing happened. You see?
Savo.
So this guy proposed to the girlfriend. A very flamboyant proposal. Malcopter hapo, blah blah blah. Flowers, you know, Mr. Romantic.
Mr. Romantic.
Wedo ikafanywa. But dem alimruka, alimcheat baadaye.
Wait. Ati who is Mr. Romantic?
Nia. Nia from dem romantic. Nia ni ruke wa like.
Do you think like this nigga is romantic?
Eugene unanijua.
I'm not gay.
Good answer. But let me answer. Yes, Tashen, you're a hopeless romantic.
No! Hopeless. Yeah, you think I'm romantic?
You are.
I'm a funny, what has he done? I have pulled a chair for her.
Pulling a chair?
That's the bare minimum, bro. That's the bare minimum.
Well, what was the topic about?
The topic. Oh my god.
Bro. The only bro. Easy. You mean the only thing that you ever done is just pulling a chair?
Let's
For me, I believe that he has the best pickup lines when it comes to yeah. He knows how to talk to the ladies.
Wait, Webs, you don't think that's a red flag? Okay, Scucho May, okay, you know
others before me, so where I'm at, so obviously I link that way.
She knows he's loyal.
Do you know what? I just noted something from Nia's remarks.
This girl is in love.
He is. And so blind.
You know what?
He has the best pickup lines. Like, she's very free, like, to an extent of saying, I know I'm in a position where other girls were. Ladies, no, I'm talking to gents. I hope you're learning something from what Nia said. He's in a position where other girls were. So she's comfortable with it. She's not worried whether that position she's the only one occupying or akowengi.
Sure?
Whichever the situation.
Are you sure?
Yeah, how many times have you...
Joy.
How many times have you sanitized me? Just sanitized
Joy.
Yes.
Stop putting them on the spotlight. They are still young.
Oh, they're still young.
Yes, Kemi.
Yes.
Kemi, me, what... I've not even spoken. Yeah, we were talking about being proposed to. And not... And saying no. Now that's the gentleman's perspective. Now back to the women's perspective. Why would you say no to someone who you've been dating for more than 4 years?
How
and
would you feel,
like, no, first of all, would you propose to a man?
For me, I'd never.
You're the bug. You get that's what's up.
Yeah.
Bro, take note. She can never propose to you. You are the only one who can propose to her.
Wait.